New media, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission? To unite and assist fellow loners and dreamers. To advise and amuse mankind. On behalf of the Not Sam Network, to boldly go where no broadcast, no Not Samson, has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro, featuring one celebrity husband's midlife crisis, plus millennials in Star Trek costumes. And now, the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro.
Greetings, people of tomorrow, from our East Coast studios.
The maiden voyage.
Maiden voyage. Maria, you know, if you were a fan of the old Batman series back in 66, which I know you were a huge fan
of.
Batman had something called the Londinium Batcave.
That he went what?
The Londinium Batcave.
Okay.
It was over in London when he had to go fight Lord Fogg. Little did everyone know that there was a smaller version of the Batcave over there.
Okay.
Known as the Londinium Batcave. So it's very similar to what we have here. Here we are in New York, our East Coast studios, doing the Tomorrow Show. And if it helps, we can go to another analogy. We go to Star Trek. It's like we're on the shuttlecraft. And on the shuttlecraft, I had to beam down alone. And with Admiral Menounos, my beautiful wife, who's not in uniform.
Thank you, Boo.
Well,
you didn't bring me a uniform.
I did not bring a uniform, and I do apologize.
You totally hashtag F'd me.
I hashtag F'd you. But we have our cadet, and many of you Not Sam fans will remember from the night show, the Sam Roberts night show that we're all so fond of, Miss Mackenzie Fain.
Woo!
Now, children.
Mackenzie screwed us, by the way.
I'm so sorry.
Boo, may I help you with your mic?
Yes. What would you like to do?
It's not your fault. You want to have it lean forward? See, the sweet spot of that mic is not from the top. It's from the side.
Okay,
that's what we do here.
Like this?
Yeah, a girl.
Oh. Mackenzie screwed me again.
Damn it. Mackenzie. Always my fault.
Listen, no. Mackenzie, I want you to do the same thing, too. Now, watch this. There you go. Now, if you know anything about the Tomorrow Show, we call that a what, Maria?
A hashtag fail?
A. No. Come on.
Hashtag millennial move?
No. Maria.
I got millennialed.
Okay, that's another way of putting it. That's close. No, it's called a millennial fail.
Yeah. Didn't you say all of them.
Oh, okay. No, you didn't say that.
Those two together.
Oh, my God. You are so obsessed with never being wrong. It's called a hashtag millennial fail.
Listen, I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
Okay.
Totally agree with
I know
that.
You do.
Hashtag Joe Gear.
And this has been part of your problem.
Meanwhile,
as well.
I feel like I have to like talk like this.
You don't have to
talk
guys.
Like that. Hi, we're everybody.
I'm
super low. Well, because I'm so tall.
But move the mic forward.
I'm going to have to hold it up.
23 years in broadcasting. Move the mic forward, honey. The actual mic itself in the stand. There you go.
Coming from the guy with the tall mic. Look how tall he is.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone's got it.
How come you get the tall mic and I get the shorty?
This is what's called the host mic.
Oh. Fantastic.
Now, do you want to switch so I can show you how to do it?
No, it's okay.
So, 22 years old, hosting Entertainment Tonight. You don't have to
giraffe
it.
The giraffe has to, like, put
Boo.
His head down.
Move the mic forward.
Honey, the mic doesn't go any further.
Shh, there you go.
It's stuck.
Okay.
Okay. We're fantastic now.
All right. And you can sit back a little, relax.
Yeah.
Here we are, you guys. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Does everyone here know that this is the party night of the year?
Yes, well, I will be doing the news later.
I love this. We have Maria Menounos doing the Tomorrow Show news on the Not Sam Network.
Yes, I will be doing the news. And that is one of my items is that John Taffer actually tweeted that Thanksgiving is the biggest night in bars. And so I wanted to bring that to your attention in case you didn't remember that, because clearly you didn't take me out to a bar. You know, I remember like back in the day when you'd like come home from college, it was like the cool thing to do is like go back to the bar, see all your friends from
Maria,
high school.
If I ever took you to a bar, first of all, that would just, business-wise, just not a smart move.
Why?
For you to be with civilians.
What?
Because civilians, they're good for one, there's a 2-drink minimum on dealing with civilians. But we know what happens when the 3rd drink comes for civilians.
What is it?
Okay. Well, first two drinks.
This is what happens. Okay.
You want to take it from them, Maria.
So a couple drinks in at a wedding or
the
at a
The two drink
party,
minimum.
People come up and they'll be like, yeah, you're overrated. No, okay. I don't even know why you're famous.
Let's back,
and
Maria,
they start doing that kind of thing. And you're like, wait, I didn't even do anything. Like, I didn't say
We've
anything.
We've talked about the storytelling.
Shit,
we have
sorry.
To build the story. So, Mackenzie, the first two drinks.
Okay.
People are distant. A little afraid. A couple people might come up and say, oh, I'm a big fan of yours and love what you're doing. Maybe wanted to ask for a picture. Even a few, and it's fine. And people are polite and respectful. That's after the two-drink minimum. And that's when you need to leave.
Okay.
But if you stay for drinks 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
You're asking for it.
Yeah. There's then. Oh. It's literally... I've seen people grab Maria... Throw them in a selfie, then shove her out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, if just she was just the prop to get the memory. And just, like, very shove her away. And then it's, you're overrated. You're not even that pretty in real life.
Yeah. Oh,
and that movie you did was stupid. And what? Or they'll try to ask her what other stars are like.
What's going on with you now? You got nothing going on?
There's, yeah. We've never heard that because we've always had a lot going on.
No, but that's so what I would hear right now, probably.
I don't think you.
I don't
hear
see
that.
You on TV no more.
You might, maybe.
Oh God,
that'd be advanced civilian.
Like, no, I'm busy doing the Tomorrow Show.
We knew. We actually
and the news segment.
I was
by
totally
the way.
On today.
But we've had the best is the people that have come up to you and they'll purposely ask you what.
Who are you anyway? I don't even know who you are.
Is that?
Are you like famous or something? I don't even know who you are. I mean, this is stuff people actually really say.
And they,
I love
and of
these
course
accents.
They know.
And I don't. And listen, I don't expect people to know who I am, but it's.
But you
it's,
know, but here's the thing. You know not, when that's intentionally being said
yeah.
to hurt you or knock you down. It's not about you not being known. It's what the intention is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then there's also, as I'm trying to say, is they'll come up and they'll purposely ask her what it's like to co-host with people she's co-hosted with and how can they get their autograph. Maria, can you get me this guy's autograph or this girl's autograph? And it's purposely just to say you're nothing, you know? And so this is their moment to do that. And you can't give them that
but
moment.
Not everybody's like that.
No.
Just the most of them when they're drinking. Unfortunately, this is what happens.
Drink number three.
On drink three and on. So this is why
so
two
we're
drink
not going
minimum.
To a bar tonight?
No. And by the way, I should take you to one.
No, I don't.
Just
want
because
to.
You'd be the first one saying, "Oh my God, what did I do?"
No, I'd rather go to Black Friday at Walmart.
Yes,
do you want to come with us?
I love Black Friday at Walmart.
We have been for years, Marie and
so
I have
tempted.
Been on the search for the worst Black Friday. We want to go get trampled so
no.
bad.
Oh,
I want to fight over a Cabbage Patch doll or a flat panel.
For sure, Manchester, Connecticut.
Is really? That where we gotta go?
Oh yeah, they oh, have the oh. worst.
Can
we
you
need
look
to bring
it
like
up?
A taser.
Can we
or
look it up?
Yes.
No. It's a Manchester Walmart, Manchester, Connecticut Walmart. We need to find out when it's opening.
All right, let's figure it out.
And then I want to find out if there's lines because we gotta go, Maria.
So last year we were home and we were in bed. Like we got home so late because we played Cards Against Humanity
yes,
and everything
love.
Super super late. So when we were home, we were just so tired, but we were desperate. We really wanted to go. To experience Black Friday. And so last minute we wussed out because we're like in the boonies, so it would be too far. So we just lived vicariously through the YouTube videos. It was super fun.
Oh,
but
my
now
God.
I've heard from no, sweet so one super fan Steve the Steamer. He kind of broke the bad news to me, Maria, that because of internet pricing and the fact that stores are getting better at managing this.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Friday mob scene that we love is kind of waned down. So that's why we really have to target.
I love Mackenzie.
The
I
worst.
It has.
Do you want to go to the bad ones? You probably want to go
I
to
do.
A good one. Yeah.
Well, we have to wear like
bubble wrap.
Yeah, something. We have to.
Let's
people
go.
People get
no,
bruises.
No. All right. So no, we'll go in hockey masks.
Guys, I can't get in the head.
Yes. No, I know you can't. No, Maria, we'll put you
I
in
need
a helmet.
No, you'll have a helmet.
Right.
We'll have bubble wrap,
and I have a stick for protection. Yeah.
But I
could
just,
go in as hockey players. That might be a genius.
I'm really nervous that we're going to be over prepared and not and underwhelmed. I need a mob.
We have a couple days to all grow our nails out, or we could just go to the salon.
A couple days. It's tomorrow night.
I know. Okay. Fine. All right. Tomorrow night we'll go. We have to get
we
our nails.
We could get nails.
Sharp
done.
Nails.
Oh, wait, no, so wait, what is?
We have something legal
gonna,
to protect.
Okay,
ourselves.
Mackenzie, I was going to ask you.
This is amazing.
What is? I was going to ask you. What is the dress code? Now this is the safety code. Like we're thinking non-civilian, but let's. If we want to go brave and be civilians, how do we dress for this?
Black.
All black?
Full on black. Because it means we're serious about it.
I think we need tomorrow show hockey shirts, and then we basically go in uniform like we're a hockey team.
Oh.
And we have all the padding, so we're totally safe.
See, again, that's...
Then we can really engage.
Okay, but is it taking the civilian part out of this, Maria? Like, I want to be trampled.
Honey, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, but then it's not Black Friday.
No, but it... But like, I want to
fight
hurt.
For my flat panel.
You have too many.
I know.
Don't need another one.
I really don't
First
need
of all, we're
flat
in a studio
panel.
Filled with
no,
them.
No, we can get trampled and we'll give it away. That's
oh, so
nice.
For a good cause.
Yes.
For a good cause.
No, we'll give it to
oh,
a poor
charitable
family.
Charitable Black Friday
yes.
fight. No one's
yes.
ever done that. Everyone's selfish on Black Friday.
Ooh,
we're fighting
pros.
For a
we're
cause.
We're going to be the Robin Hoods of Black Friday. This is working for me.
I like this.
By the way, you know, in reference to not Sam, our fearless leader, I think Sam Roberts would come down for this.
Oh, my God. He should.
I really think he would. Now, remember, for him... He's got the baby and he's got Jess, so
yeah.
it makes things difficult. But I think he would for the photo op.
Oh my God, this would be epic. Can we get Mr. Backlund to come too for extra protection?
You know what?
Oh,
if
yes.
he's around,
Mr.
he,
Bob
by the way,
Backlund.
So both Mackenzie and Maria are very dear friends, coincidentally, of Mr. Backlund. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you talked to Bob Backlund, the former WWE champion?
Probably a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He'll call me every once in a while. I'll call him every once in a while.
Just to check in, right?
Yeah.
He checked in on us the other day recently.
He checked in on the other day for us about the fires. We talked at length about an exciting new project he has, which I don't want to talk to him about. I don't want to, like, say on air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just said to him, I go, Bob, just please, will you just let me help you on this one? Because he's, yeah, he doesn't always take my help because he likes to go rogue. And I'm like, go rogue when it comes to wrestling, not when it comes to showbiz.
Yeah.
That's when you know you have me. Let me handle that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he may. He may, but
yeah,
we got
to... be a great team. Wait, that means we have a starting five.
Oh, and forget who we have. I have two secret
we
weapons.
We need a goalie.
I have two,
technically.
Two secret weapons.
We got two defensemen, you and Mr. Backlund, and then me, Mackenzie, and Sam are offense.
Okay, then I have a wild card.
Who?
Your dad, Costas.
My dad would love it.
Right? And then...
Oh, my God.
And then what I have, it's almost like when you bring in the Hanson brothers from the movie Slapshot.
Uh-huh.
I've got your brother, Peter.
Oh, no, no, no. He's... No, no, no. He's...
He'll
no.
go to... He'll go to...
No, no, no. You call him in...
Because
he's on...
He's
injured
a disruptor.
Reserve, like, if something happens and someone goes
because
down,
he could,
call him.
Yeah.
But he's, like... He's in the minor leagues for a reason. It's like he's
serving
working
multiple
on his,
suspensions.
He's serving his suspensions and he's on probation.
Because he might be a little too crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll definitely he'll be the Lyndon Byers of our team. So
that's,
you bring him in
so,
when
yeah.
you need
an old Boston Bruins reference of he was a brawler. Back in the day.
He used to protect Cam Neely, who I am on this team.
You'd
I'm
be the Cam
Neely.
Because yeah.
I'd score multiple hat
You'd
tricks.
Be the Cam Neely.
Yeah, you can be...
I'm the coach.
No, you're Ray Bourque.
I think I'm Terry O'Reilly.
No, you're going to be Ray Bourque.
I'll be Ray Bourque.
You'll
okay.
be Ray Bourque.
Bookie.
And then,
who am I?
And then Mr. Backlund's going to be Don Sweeney.
Whoever the rookie
you're
was
gonna
back
You're
going to
be Craig Janney. No, okay. She's the playmaker. I'm the
okay.
scorer.
Look at you.
She's Craig Janney. I'm Cam Neely. And then... who else was the
no,
fifth?
Oh, my God. I have one. No, no.
Sam Roberts. No, Sam is going to be...
We have Sam.
Yeah, Sam could be Adam Oates. I mean, but then I got two playmakers.
Oatsy.
But
yeah, but we need it, Maria. Oh, yeah. We're going into Black Friday.
I'll
we need
Adam
this.
Oates.
You don't go
and
into
then,
Black Friday
and then
half
my dad's
armed.
The goalie.
And we have one other
but
thing.
But my dad's really the fighter.
Yeah,
but
guess what? No, we have a decoy. Yaya, your mother. And I want her without the wig. And I want the bald head because we use the cancer card for sympathy.
Are we going to say that we're there because my mom really wanted us to play
yeah,
hockey
no.
at the Walmart on Black Friday
we're
and that's her,
say
her make-a-wish?
Mom's dream was to get that flat panel or that blender or whatever we're fighting
I
for.
I almost pulled the card today at Lowe's when I was buying the Christmas tree. So we went to Lowe's. My mom and dad haven't put up a tree in so long.
And of course, you know, Marie and I's job is always to bring the what? The Christmas spirit.
Yes.
Right?
So we went out to shop for a treat this year because I realized, you know, we're so blessed that we have had now three Thanksgivings with my mom, right? That's a very rare thing for someone with glioblastoma. So I was like, we need to get a tree and we need to like do it up. So we went and we compared trees and Lowe's had this beautiful 7.5 foot Christmas tree with all the snow on it, as you saw, because I set it up. And it was beautiful. And so,
as we say back here,
gorgeous. And so Kevin was on the phone busy, and I had to deal with the tree.
Handling the business.
He was handling the business. And I asked the guys, and they said that they don't have any more. And so I said, can I buy the floor model? And they're like, oh, I don't know. So they called the guy, and it didn't sound good. I go, tell them that there's a very desperate but kind woman who really, really wants the tree. And I was about to pull up the cancer card because I really knew my mom was going to love it. And I didn't have to, luckily. Not that I run around using the cancer card, but it did cross my mind.
Well, listen.
It was a very important thing for Black Friday. Yeah, we could use it then.
Right? Yeah. We could use
We're
a little.
We're going to use it. It's Black Friday for the flat panel we don't need.
Not saying, listen,
but we're going to give it away.
It's not that. It's about giving it away.
Yes.
We have to do it in the spirit of Christmas. I can't wait. What do we have on this Manchester Walmart, please?
It's 24 hours.
So it's 24 hours.
Which takes away from the whole line outside and then the fever of going in.
That's the thing. There's not that anymore.
Wait, they don't have the sales start at 12:01?
Well, what happens is you get a ticket. You get a ticket for those flat screens, and you go up when you want the ticket, and it's very organized.
It's yes. As of when did they start the ticket?
I know for sure 2 years ago, actually, now that I think of it.
See, we're watching dated YouTube videos.
And all of these stores open on Thanksgiving night. No, they don't open at 12. Black Friday is not Black Friday.
Wait, so...
No, I know. They open Thanksgiving night.
We have to be there. 11:59.
At 6
p.m.? I'm going to be eating turkey.
Kohl's?
Will you get... All right,
I'm not
listen,
playing
listen.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to want to fight me at Kohl's. Get me... I want info. Maria, will you teach the millennial how to search?
Hey,
they're the
worst.
She
screwed us from Go. I don't know what to tell you.
Do I have to go... Maria, do you want to take the show and let me get on the line and figure this out?
Mackenzie's like, I didn't know, even know what I was
supposed
to do. All right,
Maria, please, Maria, can you take the calm, please?
Yes, what would you like, honey?
Just take the show so I can look up. I got to get down to the bottom of this.
Let's talk about something else that I thought was really cool today. So we're running around shopping, and so we got our tree, which is beautiful, and Kevin decided he wanted blue and white ornaments
for Hanukkah
because
I'm Jewish.
Blend Hanukkah
Who's your
Greek.
Jew, Mackenzie?
Kevin's my Jew.
Holla.
And so he wanted to blend Hanukkah and Greek because Greek flag is blue and white. So we bought all of that. Then I bought a bunch of things because tomorrow for Thanksgiving we're going to my cousin's house. And so last year was the first year we went. I made biscuits that Mrs. K from Duck Dynasty taught me how to make. I'm going to be making biscuits tomorrow, and I'm going to make my garlic dip, and I'm going to make Kevin his famous stuffing. It's a very intricate recipe. You ready for it?
Yes, I want to know.
You buy a box of Stovetop, and then you make it.
No way. I'm totally going to try it.
It's his favorite stuffing. Mackenzie. So I bought 4 boxes of it. I'm going to be making that tomorrow.
Let me help you out, Mackenzie.
Help me out,
because I know you're engaged. We're excited. We're throwing a big wedding for you here on the...
On the compound
here, all 60 acres Undergaro East is Sam Roberts Studio. That's what we call that. This would be called...
Menounos East.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah, there's a lot of Menounos in here.
Yeah, okay. You guys win on this one.
Okay.
It's Underland out in L.A.
Okay,
anyway,
tell me.
Listen, here's the thing. You don't have stuffing every week.
Was that a flat panel for $179?
I told you. I mean, someone's getting jacked for that thing. Yeah. Oh, someone's tapping out for that.
Oh, no, it's a light.
Okay, just so you guys know, here's a couple of interesting things you guys about the Walmart we're going to.
Hold on. We did talk about the fact that we own more flat panels than probably any human at this point.
Except
we have an old, fart TV in our bedroom here.
And Maria, the guest room has, did you see the big giant box?
Oh, yeah. We have, the 1995 box house TVs.
I know. You know what? Here?
But there's something romantic about, the fact that we're, get to be little kids again in our house with, we have the old bedroom sets and stuff. And it's, I kind of like it.
You know, I'll give a shout out to one of your cousins once said this to me. He was like, you have 500 channels, right, on DirecTV or cable. And nothing to watch. But then you go down the Cape and you have two or three channels back in the day when there's
awesome.
No cable. And and you always had something to watch.
Yeah.
That's something.
I love it.
So here's some news about what I just by doing a Google News search for the Manchester, Connecticut Walmart. Kid found crying alone in 104 degree car at Manchester Walmart.
Oh,
cops.
No.
104 degree car?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how is that 104 degrees? They put the heat on and left the kid in there?
It must have been
in the
summer.
No, Maria, it was in the summer with the windows closed.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
All right. Black Friday.
I didn't know it would go up that high. It only goes to like 85 in my car.
Walmart shopper accused of making more than 1,000 fake returns. By the way, that's the whole junkie play. You know that, right?
What?
So junkies, what they do is they wait to see people throw out receipts. And if the receipts they throw out are cash receipts, that's gold. Then they go in the store, they grab the item, and they go up and get the, I had a kid from my old college, St. A's, who's now in jail. That's how he survived for 20 years.
Wow.
But he got screwed by the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
According to him, the system screwed him. And they get
that's smart to me.
You know what? That's the junkies. Okay. A lot of 2017 news, you guys. Damn. Nothing for 18. I'm really nervous.
Well, we could be the headline for 18, honey.
We totally good.
These are goals, guys. Okay.
No,
hashtag
but
goals. I'm going to voice text Sam Roberts right now and
Mackenzie,
see if he's in.
Call him directly on the phone. Mackenzie, who... What? This is the worst Walmart around. Can you do better than this?
That one's really bad. Like, the one in Wyndham's not that bad.
Okay, no, we don't want that. Black Friday might affect these hours, it says.
Hold on, everyone. We're dialing Sam Roberts of the Not
And it
Sam
says
Network.
Open 24 hours.
Here we go.
Wait, there's a Black Friday store map? You know what? Steve the Steamer will know. Steve the Steamer will know. He's from Connecticut.
Stand by, everyone.
Okay, we're trying to call Sam Roberts live. Tomorrow's show, Wednesday night, you guys. Shout out to my dear crew that's all on shore leave, especially Roxy Stryer. Nope, nothing from Sammy, sweetheart. Roxy Stryer, you know, at this hour, she is probably about
four or five
drinks in.
Yep.
And she is with all of her Jews.
Am I a better co-host?
You're doing a really good job, boo. High five.
Thanks.
Good
Catch
job.
Catch me outside.
But you know, Roxy is the best. So even Sam Roberts admits that about Roxy. She's the best. Roxy's a better host than I am. She's outstanding.
Have you guys ever heard
Kevin
of
Kevin sleeping alone tonight?
What? There's so many rooms in this
Kevin
house.
Kevin ain't getting laid. What?
Honey.
Say what? Did you guys ever hear of your friend drink count before?
What?
No, I love this.
Okay. So your friend drink count is with you guys, if you guys are just friends and you know, male and female friends.
It's been 20 plus years, so that's going to be really very difficult for us to assume.
Okay,
or imagine.
Well,
go ahead.
For the scenario.
Okay.
So how many drinks does it take you to get drunk?
It depends on what I'm drinking. If I'm drinking beer, many beers. If I'm drinking, I don't really drink anything else.
Your
if I had a margarita, two margaritas, I would start getting.
Okay, so two margaritas. How about you with your drink of choice?
With a nice vodka soda?
He gets cooked fast.
It's like six or seven.
Oh, my God, boo. You're half in the bag way faster than that.
Six or seven. All right, so we'll see.
If I get any of my college friends, they've seen me drunk.
Honey, you're
it's more than my
Can
friend.
We test
they've
the cell
only
for
seen
now,
me drunk.
Kevin? Well, I'll never forget when I had my brain tumor. We just kind of found out nobody knew. He went down and did the Tomorrow Show, got drunk, came upstairs, it was just like probably
Maria,
three glasses of wine.
Do you know after your brain tumor how many drinks I had?
No. This is before I had surgery.
Right. Finding out when after you had it.
Oh, how many did you have?
I had six drinks of straight vodka on ice.
Ooh, is that why you came up the stairs? I'll never forget. Came up the stairs. And
in a matter of 2 hours on
he
the
was
show.
Like getting all emotional with me. I'm like, boo, you're just wasted.
Nice.
Aww.
I was like, he was all emotional. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. And then I, all of a sudden, you stink. And then I realized, oh, you're just drunk.
Oh. He was sad.
Now I know.
All right. So yours is six. Yours is two. Right?
I mean, yeah. If I'm trying to think of my birthday this year.
This
my
one,
tolerance has
okay,
gone down,
Maria,
too.
You.
I'm admitting my tolerance has gone down.
It's not only low, Maria. You get belligerent. Like, you have a problem.
Oh.
Like, you don't listen. You become incorrigible. You are. It's like talk about career suicide. This one.
I want to.
Apparently,
fight.
I start. Yeah. Apparently, yeah. I start fights.
Yeah. I know. I want to like get physical. Like I dive onto people. I want to wrestle.
And you, Mackenzie, I've seen you with a few drinks.
I'm very confrontational.
But around me, you always want to be on your best. So I don't get to see the real deal.
But I mean, like Dan, he'll say like, all right, if you're, you know, if we go somewhere or whatever, and I'm the one that's going to have a couple drinks or something, don't argue with me. Like, I'm just an arguer with apparently him.
Well, you are an arguer, period.
Yes.
No, and you fight authority. No.
She's a butter.
Oh, yeah. This has been, this is why, you know.
Since I was, like, little.
And this,
I don't know
And
why.
This is why, but this is her blessing and her curse. And this is why in 19, we're going to lose this, right, Mackenzie?
We are.
And we're going to listen because there's always, what did I say, the difference between you and Maria?
She listened?
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm going to listen.
You listened halfway, and then you get half results, which you've done great. But this one listened different. Because,
yes.
And I give credit to Costa because he was a Gestapo with her. And, yeah. But, you know, it's easy to coach. You know, very coachable. You were just, you gave a lot of pushback.
That's what my audio guy, Edith said about me. He was like, you're very coachable.
Very much so. And I'll say Roxy, some of the people I've worked with, I would say Roxy, you know, gave a lot of pushback. And then I think around... probably 22, 23, she was like all in coach. So, and then you get to a point where, listen, you have to make your own decisions. You know, at some point you have the veto power. But early on, it's like if you have someone in your corner that's just out for your best interest, you got to listen, you know, when you're younger. And then eventually you say, okay, it's like Maria now, you know, she's had veto power for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I've used it well. For the most part,
I would say I've had to bring it back into Congress. I've rewritten the bill and reintroduced it back
a couple of times. Thank God.
So, but yeah. And now, who knows where you're at? You know, who knows? Maybe it's a little bit of both. Where need to listen a little bit.
Back to our tree. It's beautiful.
Back to the tree. But
my mom, by the way, was like,
she said, we have
so beautiful, Maria. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I told you.
I feel like Christmas now.
See?
Oh, I love
like
it.
She was excited.
That's
for
why.
Now.
Listen, November 1st, we put our tree up. And like, because you know what? It's like, it makes you feel good. So like, honestly, with there's enough things to make you feel bad in the world.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you do something that makes you feel good?
Oh,
if it's going to make you feel good.
We play Christmas music all throughout the house.
And we do it in phases. You know, we did that. And then Maria said, you know, Kev, we need one for the bedroom. I said, you're right. I'm on it. And so we got a different one with fiber optic lighting. So it's very
awesome.
Cool. So not only the tree's not only lit, but then it lights the room.
Because
we spend so much time in the bedroom and we love watching your shows
and
stuff.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend.
Meanwhile, there was always like 20 dogs in between us. But we're always in there. And so I was like, we need one in the bedroom, which has like been fun.
Yeah, it's been great. Mm-hmm. And now you said for the screening room, white people problems, you said we need one in there.
A little tabletop one that smells, that's real. Just so you have that like scent of Christmas.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. But we did bring this one in here, and your mom said the same thing to me. It's making me so happy. That's it. And for what? $200 of your mere mortal money, to quote the greatest Scrooge or greatest Christmas Carol ever produced, 1951, starring Alastair Sim.
For us, it's mere mortal money.
Still, Maria, for most people, $200. Like if that's going
to $230 something.
$230 something. Okay.
And I got 10% off because he's a floor model.
And Maria, I'm not just playing like rich guy. In mere mortal money, when you consider that thing we're going to be able to use for 20 years.
Yeah, but if someone had a cash receipt, I could have.
See, that's
you could have cashed me outside.
Wait, so do you guys want to hear the drink count?
Yes,
thing?
Yes,
back
you.
To
okay.
that. Thank you
so
for keeping us
that.
On point. And so, I'm going to get to the stuffing because that's very important.
Okay,
In our special Thanksgiving news segment.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Okay, so your drink count is 2, yours is 6. So if you guys were friends, like girl and guy friends, and you guys hit your drink count.
Which we are.
Whether you had 7 and she had 1. Or she had 8 and you had none, you guys are going to have sex. If you guys hit your drink count combined, you're going to have sex, no matter what.
Wait. So if he's 6 and I'm 2, right?
You're 8 combined.
We're 8 combined. So if I hit 8, we're going to have sex no matter what.
No matter what,
boo. If he has 8.
If
one of us has to have 8.
All together.
Or if I have 4 and he has 4?
Yep, you're going to have
sex. We're
going to
have sex.
If
that's
you
a
have
guarantee?
One, guarantee. If you're,
well,
if
how
you
is
have
this
one,
proven?
It's called.
Who cares? It's a great theory.
Yeah.
Now,
if you have 1 and he has 7, you're having sex.
Yeah. So.
Where did this come from? Hold on. Can I ask?
That's
one more
what
questions?
I'm saying. Maria, I'm following
How
up.
To be single.
What?
How to be single.
What
the
is
movie.
That? The movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We need to watch that, honey.
With Rebel Wilson. It's really funny.
Is it a good picture?
Did we not see that?
Very good picture.
I love Rebel Wilson.
All right, add that to the list.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, is the holidays also not a wonderful time?
So, Boo, for anytime you want to get laid, all you have to do is give me one drink and take seven.
Yep.
That's it. Such and, an easy
Or just
recipe.
Take eight.
I'll take the eight myself. Although, right now, I was in the hospital last night.
Yeah.
With a stomach condition that it's drinking that does upset that. So I have to be off the sauce for. Yeah.
He came into the bedroom and he's like, it was like 4 a.m. or something. He's like, or no, maybe it was 6 at that point. It was 5 something. He's like, honey, I gotta go to the hospital. You stay here. Go back to sleep. I'm gonna be fine.
Feed
I
the
just
dogs.
Gotta go. Feed
take
the
care
dogs,
of the babies.
Whatever. And I'm like, And he like, by the time I could even like think straight, he was gone. And I was like, I got up like the Undertaker. Shh. Gotta feed the dogs, gotta get out of here. So I fed the dogs. I went to meet him at the hospital. Luckily, there was nobody there. You got in and out so fast.
In and out, charmed them all, as always. Hooked me up to the morphine, which was wonderful.
Really?
Got a second dose of the morphine because
yeah,
the pain was so bad.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was terrible.
So do you have to take medicine now?
I'm just basically need to eat very little. And what I do eat is just like bread and water and just as little as possible.
Well, what about the stuffing?
I think we'll be okay because it's just bread.
Bread.
It'll be okay. But not much of it.
Just got to eat little of everything.
But yeah, it wasn't fun. It was not fun to be to do it. But I said, if I'm going to have to get on that plane to come here, I got to get ahead of this. So I went to the hospital and they ran all the different tests and whatever, process elimination. And then, they doped me up enough to get me on the plane. And I was hurting on the plane. Mm-hmm. Like, this was a mistake. I told Maria, I'm like.
And then Happy Wife came into the picture and... We got a shout out to Cadillac because the Pimpalade really brought him into good
spirits. You know
spirits.
What? We went back to the bling era.
We used to have Escalades back in the day. And
back
then
when
the
I was
era,
a pimp.
Then the green era hit and we got rid of Pimpalades and we went to like eco
soccer
cars.
Mom. You know the soccer mom.
Soccer mom. I love that thing.
The Lexus soccer mom SUV that I drive.
And so
hybrid.
Anyhow, we had a crossover kind of. We were getting this beautiful Audi SUV. But we needed more space because we're going to be filming this weekend and we have a lot of equipment and such. So I upgraded to get the bigger car and he was so happy. He's like, I feel like I'm driving on a recliner. It was so funny.
I'm back in on the Pimpalade. I was like, okay, you know what? This is what it was like to be rich. That's nice. I'm like, you know,
what it was like
because
to...
I'm always, you know what? You know, Mackenzie, I've got like the whatever 12 or 13 year old pickup truck. And it's like, I love it. I have the van here, which is like 20 years old. And I love driving them.
And he's got a Trans Am and he's got the soccer mom Lexus SUV.
Right. But I don't have your $250,000 Jeep or your $250,000 Porsche. Anyway. By choice.
Excuse me.
By choice. Because, you know, I believe in staying... It's not so much about staying humble, but if you don't get attached to those material things, it gives you such a greater advantage in business. And I will tell you, and she doesn't know this because she's younger than me, but when we've gone the 3 times in this business, I've gone toe to toe and said, okay, we're going to go to nuclear war in 25 years. And I never recommend nuclear war because nobody wins in war, Mackenzie, particularly nuclear war. But the times that I've been willing to go there, and say, okay, I'm going to push the button. The reason that I was willing to push that button and the reason they were afraid I was going to push that button was because I was not afraid of losing what I had. Because I've made my brain be very happy with going to the movies, trips to Targets, driving trucks and vans that are 15 to 20 years old. I've made that enjoyable for me. So for me, you know, what am I going to lose? Where the guy on the other side of the table or girl... was afraid of losing their beach house, their shoe collection, their status, all that stuff. And so that's why in a fight, I would always win because I was not attached to these material things. So there was always a reason why. Doesn't mean I don't like the finer things. Doesn't mean I won't get them. But I always want my brain to enjoy the simpler things and then also to just be able to take care of myself. So I'm very aware of, you know, I'm always cleaning up that dog poop. As you know, 20 years strong. I'm up all night with my babies, taking care of them. I was even thinking tonight, Maria, I don't think we're doing the night nurse thing.
What does that mean? With a child?
I think if we have a baby, yeah. It's like, I feel like the people we run with, it's like a given, Mackenzie. Now, Mackenzie, I know you have tons, literally since you were 13, 14, you've been taking care of babies. Mm-hmm. So you have a ton of experience with this. But, and I don't judge anyone for it. I really don't. But I feel unless I'm full time on a project, Maria, and I can't, so I'm full time and you're full time. I just, how did like our moms have 4, 5, 6 kids? I don't know how they did it. You know, my mom had 3 kids, you know, my dad was very present, but they all worked many jobs, and I don't know. I just kind of feel, I'm not judging anyone who can't do it, but I feel like.
So what are you saying? You're not going to, what does night nurse mean?
Well, a lot of these people get, first they get nannies, which is fine, but then they'll have a night nurse come and do, get up with the baby at night so they can sleep all night.
So when do you bond with your baby
then? Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I've heard is like, you know.
Well, they bond during the day with them, but. I think, Kev, the thing is you've been a night nurse for 20 years yeah. with all of our dogs mm-hmm. and you haven't slept and you are exhausted, and that's why you're dealing with everything that you're dealing with. And so this is your moment to actually sleep.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we will have a night nurse.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Next subject.
But Mackenzie, tell me about nurses. Mackenzie, I like that because she's been around a lot of kids and she's got strong beliefs on this and she's quite judgmental about it, and I like it. So, Mackenzie, tell me your thoughts about... Because I've heard from my psychologist a lot of the problems that these like millennial moms are having, or the mothers of millennials, is, you know, they're texting during feeding times, or they've got 4 other things going on, or they have nannies, whatever, and they're not actually getting that deep eye-to-eye connection with child. And this is what, you know, forms narcissism and all these other things. But
yeah, it'd be like texting while you're having sex.
Catch me outside.
Yeah.
So go ahead. But tell me.
What my view is on a night nurse?
All of it.
Because
you have way more experience in this than we do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's super important to be with your kid at those specific times, like at night when they're crying and they're upset. Because, I mean, there's different ages. So you're talking like 0 to 6 months. When they're crying and they're upset and they need that. The reason that when their child is born and they do the chest to chest so that they get used to you. And they're used to you at that point. That's what they need. They don't need a night nurse unless you want the night nurse to come to the hospital and they can do chest to chest with the baby the second the baby comes out.
That's a good idea, actually. I might do that.
I mean, I do have strong opinions because it's like, you're bringing this baby into the world for what? Like... to be with somebody else.
To be a prop
else.
And a toy.
Okay, then. All right, then that's
I'm
fine.
I'm kidding.
No, I mean, you can't expect this baby to be attached to you and love you over anybody else and all these different things if you're not even going to be there for the most crucial points that they need you for. I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
But now, bringing
who
it
am
back,
I?
By the way, bringing it back to Sam Roberts, you know, I know Jessica is very much involved. I think she's doing all the heavy lifting there. I don't think they have a nanny. And she still works, too. Just saying. Just food for thought. You know what, Maria? Let's just, as they say in Hollywood.
Let's just put a pin in it.
Let's put a pin in it. God, I hate that in meetings. The two things I always hate in meetings.
Let's put a pin in this.
Let's just put a pin in that. And the other one is the low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Like these Hollywood types love throwing this around when we're talking. Anyway, go ahead.
If you're going to be with the baby all day, then... as long as you have that connection, you're building
right.
that connection.
Well, that's
unless you're working all day and you're not getting up at night and you're not like...
Well, the women we know, they are with them all day.
Oh, well then...
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's different.
And honestly, everyone makes choices that they have to make based on what they can handle and what they can't.
Yes, we don't want
to
judge.
Exactly. Mom shaming is the worst thing. But you asked my opinion if I was a mother. So like, that's my opinion. But I would never say, oh my God, she is a night nurse. I can't believe that. That is the worst thing. There's so many things with, you know, breastfeeding mothers and formula feeding mothers. And people get so mad.
I'm all about the formula.
I'll see on Facebook, it's like people will literally write, if you don't breastfeed your baby, you're the worst parent. You should send that baby away. It's like, then people will write on it. And one of the ladies said, I formula feed my son because... my dad died the day after I gave birth. So I didn't even produce milk because I was under so much stress and sadness. Like, everybody has different right. circumstances.
And I'll be wearing the Manzair with the formula in it. Because they make those, right?
Yes.
Don't they make the Manzair with the yeah, it's so gonna I'm totally going to breastfeed.
We were shopping today, and I was like, honey, next Christmas, I really want to be buying stuff for our baby. But I realized that the surrogate lady says it takes 9 months, if everything goes well, from, like, the time we start looking all the way till we can, like, put the baby in. And
so you're talking 18 months total.
I know. It's a long time. So next Christmas.
Catch
that's
me outside.
Okay. It's going to be so worth it.
Catch me outside.
We got to hurry up.
So back to the most important thing is stuffing.
back to the stuffing.
Yes, that is the most.
So I'm just going to talk to you, Mackenzie, as a future wife and the mother of many Thanksgivings to come with your lovely and
I'm
handsome
I'm going to lean out of this conversation.
Groom. I think you should.
I'm scared.
No, listen, stuffing is, and by the way, I'm playing a little bit off of the great Adam Carolla. He feels we share this sentiment. But you wait all year long for stuffing. You know, it's not like you have stuffing every week.
No.
So you're excited all year long for stuffing. And when you get to the place or the host who's having the stuffing, and then you get stuffing that has cranberries, walnuts, experimental stuffing, which we're getting more and more of. Or we're getting like buffalo chicken stuffing, or just all these different things.
That kind of sounds good.
It is, yeah. It's
but try as well, maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to have
the staples. Mm-hmm. So the reverse shaming that's gone on to me for so every year, Maria's like, I'm making Kevin his special thing because Kevin needs his stuffing. And guess what? Every single time, her fucking family eats all my fucking stuffing. Have your goddamn friggin' Greek feta stuffing.
Wait, last year I did make your stuffing.
And everyone ate it like they do every year. Yeah,
do you want
and
the
no
whole,
one eats the other ones.
I should have bought
six.
No, but
my point is, why am I shamed when I'm clearly right in saying just make the basic stuffing and like Mackenzie said, then you can play around and go and experiment.
I forgot that I made it and everyone ate it. I was, so maybe I should have bought 6 boxes.
How many did you buy?
We got four.
He told me to get four.
No,
I listened to him.
But we might have to go to Walmart early.
I here's the thing. Because the other thing about me is I love seeing her be wrong because then it gives me a year to terrorize her. So
I in turn love shaming him
and,
for his
stuffing. No, and you in turn because you're Greek, it just bounces right off. You can't shame a Greek. You cannot shame a Greek. Just try all you want. It just bounces right off.
What can't you do to Italians?
Oh, we're going. We take everything. Everything. We get knocked down easy. But we get back up. We get back up more than anyone else. Too dumb to quit. Just a bunch of mules. Just keep coming. We're needed for the groundwork. But that's why my Jewish side, I'm much better off with Roxy and my Jews. Like, so I don't have to engage in that.
So stuffing is your absolute favorite part of Thanksgiving?
No, it's one of them, but let's stick
to
the staples.
He likes my sandwiches, too. You like my sandwiches.
No, she makes an amazing turkey, the most moist turkey you'll ever eat.
Me and your mom are talking about that.
And no, and by the way, when she sticks to the basics, everything's amazing. The mashed potatoes are the perfect consistency of potato and butter. It's all good, but then she goes rogue. Don't go rogue. What do they say in the Marines?
Don't improvise.
Don't improvise.
Wow, good job.
Don't improvise.
Oh, my God. I've been getting these quotes for 21 years beaten into my head.
So, okay, Mackenzie, now you know. Don't improvise on Thanksgiving. Put out the basics.
Should we do a quiz with Mackenzie to see how many quotes of yours she remembers?
Put a.
Thank you.
Is that all you really
and by
need?
By the way, Mackenzie, do you know where she'll grab me and go, stop that. Don't do that around Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Like Maria, it's how long have we known each other now? 10 years? 12 years?
Yeah, like 11, 12.
Honey, it's inappropriate. Yeah.
After all these years, come on.
But he says it in like the funniest way. He's like, guess what my password on my computer is? Like...
And then what's best, she's like, I'm trying to type in pute, but it's not working. I was like, I'm just joking.
Wait, we were in Italy on our honeymoon, and he literally was teaching our tour guide, she was the sweetest thing ever, about pute. He's what was the quote? A man needs something and then...
She was an archaeologist, so she's very deep into mankind and the human behavior and stuff. And I just had to keep telling her, it's all still, whatever it is about, wars, gladiators... Pompeii earthquakes. It's about one thing.
Pute. No, but there was the quote from the guy. Where did pute come from?
Oh,
thank you.
Well, first of all, Eddie Murphy said it in 48 Hours.
There you go.
Where he said, pute make a man crazy.
Yes, but there was another one too.
I had a friend, a comedian friend, that I hadn't seen in about 15 years. And I forget, I don't want to get racist shamed for saying the name and being wrong, but it's a famous comedian, but I confuse it between two famous comedians. But I had not seen him in 10 or 15 years. And I'm like, oh my God, you look, I saw him outside the Comedy Store one night. I go, you don't age. You look so great. He goes, mm-hmm. Plenty of good pot and good pity.
He's like saying this on our honeymoon to people. I'm like, oh my God.
Who are you?
So
who are you?
Listen, we're gonna Maybe go out there for Black Friday.
Are we going to get uniforms, though? I want to be a hockey player if I'm
going
to do this.
Well, here's the
I
thing.
I think it's going to be a lot, and no.
I'm growing
it's
concerned.
It's going to be
disappointing. Can Maria, do you, I'm going to have you, Maria, I'm going to have
can
you.
Can we talk about how your ship totally abandoned you today? No one did news for you. No one did anything. They didn't even give
no.
access
I wish I knew
codes
I
to McKenzie.
Wait a second. They offered to do the news.
When? At
10 minutes before the show.
Yes, 10 minutes before.
I would have done it.
When I was already done with it.
Listen.
Your team let you down, boo. You might need a new ship.
It's what we call a millennial fail.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
What are you looking
for? I'm getting in touch with Steve the Steamer so I can get some info on where. Do you have his information, Maria?
No.
All right. Can you take the comm? I want to get some info on this Black Friday.
I thought of another saying that he says.
What?
Let's get supper.
Let's get supper. Oh, okay. So, guys, here's what we did. So, we went to see Creed 2 today. And I posted about how amazing it was, but I couldn't really go as deep as I wanted in the post because it was, you know, we were starting the show, so I had to stop. But let's see.
Was it so good?
It was so amazing. His daughter, Sistine, liked it. His wife, Jennifer. I said, Creed 2 is amazing. Took the fam to see it. Sly, your heart is my favorite part of your films, and it's all over this. Go see it. Highly recommend it. Perfectly done. And it really was perfectly done.
I thought it was amazing.
I want to see it.
Yeah, Creed 2, great film. You know, we had literally 20-some-odd teenagers came in the first 3 minutes of film, and I said, oh, Jesus. Because for me, going to Rocky is a spiritual experience. Any Rocky movie, they don't come out enough. So I'm like, Maria, she's been trained to... Maria, no, during the movie, please, no talking, minimal. And the couple of times I had to say to her, still 20 years in, Maria, save the commentary for after the film. After the film, Maria. After the film.
I was like, wait, oh my God, this is so cool. He just, oh shit.
After the film,
wait,
that's
totally
great.
Me.
What was this?
After the film.
And then I was like, wait, wasn't Bridget Nielsen like a nightmare to Stallone and he put her in the movie? And
typical Italian, put her in the movie.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember, but I remember it's one of his ex-wives and, right? They were married.
Yeah.
And I feel like
I
heard
Well, we don't
want to
give away spoilers. So,
oh shoot!
I don't want to give any spoilers, but it was great. The characters, you know, he's even evolved as a writer because the characters weren't so black and white like we loved in the '80s. They were all more gray, and you could see where they were all coming from.
He's so amazing.
But a great balance, I think, between the new character of Creed, you know, Junior, and of course Rocky.
Yeah.
I thought it was beautiful. It was a beautiful film. The music was fantastic, and it was great. But the teenagers, here's why it was so well done. Those teenagers came in, I said, we're screwed.
Ugh.
And guess what? No, Maria.
They came in. They were so loud.
But.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I realized, okay, so this is how we broke it up. So we get in the theater, and I told my parents, I said, listen, Kevin likes to sit way in the front. I know you guys like to sit way in the back. So we're all going to split up. My brother likes to sit in the middle. So we took our front seats right at the entry. My brother went to the side middle, and then my parents were deep in the nosebleeds. And so I looked at Kevin and I go, I'm so glad I'm not going to have to yell at these kids because Peter for sure will be like, shut up.
Oh, my.
But I will say, not so much a credit to those kids.
No.
But I think a credit to the filmmakers,
yep.
Stallone and the director, because they made such a captivating film that, you know, kids who, a big group of teenagers are just bound to misbehave. And they did go to the bathroom a lot. But they really did not misbehave.
No, they didn't. Actually, no. Two people went to the bathroom, honey. Nobody left that theater.
I thought there was more than that.
No.
Like
it
maybe
was
like three or four.
Okay. But
but the point is, they were not disruptive. And I don't think it was because these were 20 good kids. I think it was the film was so good.
Yeah, because
that
came
it drew
in with
everybody
fury.
In. And it was amazing. And by the way, I think if there's ever a time you're going to see movies, it's the holiday season. These are when the inspirational movies come up. We loved Instant Family.
Oh my God. Wait,
you would love that.
Before we go on to Instant Family, I have so much to say about Creed 2. So,
please.
First of all, the acting was phenomenal. The writing was so beautiful. The directing was amazing. Everything was incredible. But I had a moment because I remember we spend Christmas Eve at their house, at Sly Stallone's house. And so. He was explaining the movie to us last you know, Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and then to see everything he said...
Come to life.
He was like, and then this, and then that, blah, 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 blah.
And with only one or two different things from what he described...
Yeah.
Everything he said made the movie.
And it was
wow.
so
every story
cool.
beat.
Because I had, like, this moment where I was, like, transported back to his... his bar in this house, and he was telling me what he was going to do. And then flashing forward to now, I was like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Wow. So you'd have totally different perspective on it, I feel like.
Yeah, it was just one of those kind of surreal moments.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him this Christmas and break it down.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to send him an email, but I have to make it short and sweet because I'm sure he's hearing from everybody. But I just thought it was fantastic.
It was perfectly done. The whole thing was just, there were no cliches. It was just like perfect.
Wow. And coming from you two, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it was great. And then Instant Family was amazing and perfectly done too.
Yeah, you would love it, Mackenzie, again, because you have such a bond with children. But talk about a PSA for foster care and adoption.
Oh my God, Mackenzie, I was hysterically heaving, crying.
Oh my God!
And then they would do something funny. Tig, Notaro. I don't know how to say
her name.
Her name. 100%.
She's great.
Right.
Her and Octavia Spencer.
Unreal. But they would make me laugh at the moment where I was heaving, crying. And then I'd be like, I'm confused, honey. I don't know how to feel right now. It was so good. But definitely you'll bawl your brains out. Because you start to think of like how many kids are just alone on Thanksgiving. And then they'll be alone on Christmas and without families. And it just broke my heart.
Yeah.
It like really broke my heart.
And so. I love how I saw the trailer for it. And how it's Mark Wahlberg, too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's
and
like,
Rose
what about
Byrne.
All these big kids over here? And it was really cool because everybody thinks of like fostering and adopting.
Yeah,
it's always the little kid.
You want the little cutie. You don't want the old dog in the pound.
But there's so many great.
It's like nobody wants the 9-month-old puppy. Everyone wants the little 8-week or the year and a half old dog at the shelter. No one wants them.
Yep.
But yeah, so it was great. It was really, really good. This is the time of the year.
Yeah.
That's why we love the holiday season.
Why we love the holidays.
That's why I started as early as possible. Like I said, November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's over.
I bought gingerbread houses to make at Target.
So my mom and I
are going to make gingerbread
houses. The great Julian
houses.
Huff introduced us to this.
Yes.
Nice way to have your friends over. Everyone make.
We're like name dropping left and right about our holiday stuff. But that's just.
I have to, boo. You don't have
this
to.
Is real.
Because you are a name. But when you're not a name, you have to name drop. So that's what we do on the Tomorrow Show.
We spent last Christmas. Jules invited us over to her house and we all made gingerbread houses. It was so much fun. She literally had her entire island was littered probably with like $1,000 worth of like. Stuff that you could put on your gingerbread houses. We had so much fun with her and her husband and friends, and it was so great.
Yeah, it ended up being a lot. So we're going to do that this weekend.
This weekend, my mom and I, yeah.
Right, there'll be a nice little bonding session there. Stepping back a little bit.
I didn't get you a kit. Did you want a kit?
No, I'm good. I'll be filming.
I think you were going to be watching.
Yeah, you know, I film.
Oh, you can get them at Walmart, though.
Yeah. I'm going to get them on Black Friday.
If we need more, I'll make the Walmart list of like if we need more stuff.
Last week, Sam Roberts and Jim Norton were out in LA,
mm-hmm.
and we kicked a lot of ass together.
They came to AfterBuzz TV to host their show.
Broke worldwide news with their Sharon Osbourne interview.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of other great stars on. Had just a terrific experience at AfterBuzz. They choose AfterBuzz over Sirius Studios, which I find so flattering. And we're so honored.
I listened. It was great.
Great stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Roxy Stryer.
I in the beginning, Sam talked all about loving AfterBuzz and how you guys had a staff ready for him. And it's just like those little details people really do pick up on, you know?
And Roxy did such a good job that Sam said people were reaching out saying Roxy needs to be the third host on that show.
I know. Kevin was like, she was going through a rough time. He was like, you need to do the show. Sam, can you put her on the show? This is what he does. Makes stuff happen.
That's what we do.
That's what my boo does.
That's what we do.
My boo makes dreams happen.
Well, he does.
He's a dream maker.
Why else are we here at long last? But to help one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Roxy's going through a little rough patch right now. So, actually, Grace Daniels, too, the two of them. My meatball and my matzo ball having some issues.
Oh,
they're going through a transition.
They are. No, it's all going to be good
it's
on the
good
other
thing.
Side of it. But, you know, growth is always pain.
My meatball and my matzo ball. That was always the funniest thing ever.
Growth is always pain. When you break out of that cocoon, you know, childbirth is painful, like all that. So, yeah, they'll be fine on the other side. But we just have to help them along how we can. And that was great. She did a great job on the show. And then we did Chip Chipperson. And I convinced Jim to do a watch along, which we do at AfterBuzz, where you watch you watch along with a show or a video game or whatever and comment on it. So his character of Chip Chipperson did a watch along for Charlie Brown's Christmas. So we're really excited to put that up as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I'm supposed to, we're talking about A Very Merry Chipmas, a Christmas special in the Fishbowl of Sirius Maria in New York. Scam Kenzie, you're probably going to have to make the drive up because I'm going to need all hands on deck when we do it.
All righty.
So we'll have you there in your Chip Chipperson glasses. It's very exciting.
FYI, I'm yawning because we landed at midnight. By the time we got our rental car, because unfortunately our travel agent doesn't understand that there's rental car companies that will actually bring it to you, so we had to go deal with all of that at 1 in the morning. By the time we made the almost 2-hour drive, it was 3:30 in the morning before we got to bed, so I'm yawning because I'm sleepy.
And I'm yawning just because it's contagious.
Yes. And Kevin is texting because
well, I'm working on Black Friday. So here's what we have. Something more urban or lower income.
What?
A Target or Walmart. Not sure how Hartford or New Haven would be. What are your thoughts on that, Mackenzie, as a Connecticut native?
Like deadly?
Oh, good. That's good. All right, so please, can you look that up for me?
I'm not particularly. He said Hartford.
Yeah, that one makes me a little nervous.
Hartford, maybe not.
Since, I have cop friends around
since they'd
here,
all
so.
Be in the mall. And Manchester, which is in Manchester, which is spread out. The Thanksgiving Day evening start could skew it too. See, we've got a lot working against us.
Boo. Walmart, it's not what it was. It's over.
The dream is over. It starts at like 3 or 4 on Thanksgiving
Day.
Yeah,
I'm going to be finishing up my biscuits.
Okay.
It's just not
somehow Connecticut is 16 on the list.
Most dangerous?
Black Friday violence by state. It's number 16. Oh, what is top 10? Because if we have to go out of state, we will.
Oh, my God.
What is top 10?
We will travel.
10? Okay, so.
We will travel.
So top 10 most violent. Top is coming in right now. He's typing away.
Who's this?
This is great. The Steve the Steamer. Steve the Steamer. I knew. I had to go to my best man.
Oh,
I knew
okay,
he'd have
so,
it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And by the way, Steve lives
there.
In Connecticut, too. So I know if I call him up, he'll come.
The Steamer will be on the
No,
team.
He'll drive.
Yeah, of course
He'll be baby driver.
Okay, so let's take a guess. I think Louisiana's probably number one.
I think you're right.
Or like Mobile, Alabama.
Manchester could have a larger influx of people, which could make something happen and be more chaotic. So you might be on it for Manchester.
Well, Manchester's just a really trashy Walmart. It's not a trashy town. Like, you would think that Walmart
okay,
would
here
be
it
I
would is.
Have said, like, top Dorchester or something.
You guys,
but, like, that was, like,
it's
a
in.
Yesteryear.
The top 5 most violent Black Fridays. Oh. Arkansas, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama, yeah.
You said Alabama, but no Louisiana. And he's still typing away. More's coming in. Everything's up to date here on the Tomorrow Show.
Wow.
Our staff is unbelievable.
The Steamer.
Thank God.
Thank God for the fans.
Thank God for the auxiliary staff. Well, we have to go to auxiliary. You know, everyone else is on shore leave.
Your regular staff, like, hey, 10 minutes before the show, do you actually, like, need
stuff? Wait a second, guys.
No, we don't need anything. Meanwhile, I can shit talk them all I want because these people are never going to listen.
By the way, that's part of millennial life.
Yeah. Hashtag, I'm a millennial. I'm off. I don't need to care.
Nevada, California, Missouri, Arizona.
We should say
Arizona,
the most horrendous things about them
Illinois.
And see what they say.
You know what Roxy would say?
What?
About most of them, say what you want. They won't listen anyway.
That's my point. That's what I just said.
No, they won't listen to the show.
I know. That's what I just said.
I thought you meant they won't listen
we
to the
We should drop,
lessons.
Like, you know,
no.
You know on TV, it's like, text this code, you know, special code and receive a prize or something. We should say a code, like, Juliet, if you're listening.
Yeah,
text
never listening.
Us.
Juliet's the one that's never going to listen.
She'll
She's
listen.
So over it, she's not listening.
She'll listen.
Nope, not listening. Promise you. Not unless you coax her. Don't coax her.
Oh.
Not listening.
No coaxing.
Let's see.
She's the one who's texting 10 minutes before. Do you need anything? Well, duh. Yeah. We're doing a show.
Okay, boo.
Executive producer. Let's see if she responds.
Okay. I'm working on what's important here. I just put it out to
More
Steve
importantly.
The Seaman. Can you work on a Connecticut location? And he's working on it right now as we speak.
Okay. We could go camp out.
While he does, I want the full thing. I want to camp out.
We'll be the only ones outside.
Oh, my God. We could get
on
the news.
Okay, he's working on it.
Honey, we could be on the news. We could get famous.
Yeah.
Like, we bring a tent.
No, I just want to go and catch me outside.
I haven't even started my 5 minutes yet. I'm due. We could totally be on the news.
Totally.
Okay. Speaking of the news, so we can get out of here. Maria Menounos subbing for Michael Klaus tonight. Can you give us the Not Sam Network Tomorrow Show news? Wow, how do we have this but we didn't have the opening? Wait a second, Mackenzie. Wait, how do we have this and not the opening? Tell me.
I have no clue.
Wait, so whose responsibility was that?
Puppe.
Well, you know, they just told me to do, like, give it. I feel like I have to talk with
With happy hands? Okay, good, good.
Puppe.
Good.
And here is the news brought to you by Subaru, the car my husband most wants.
The Subaru Outback, a nice used one, four-wheel drive, stick shift. I'll blow right through the snow down here.
God, you should hear the list of cars he is telling me he wants. I'm like, I want an Audi. He's like, I want a little Honda CR-V pocket rocket.
CR-Z.
Oh, the CR-Z.
Stick shift
He's
pocket
rocket.
He's
like, I'm going to get
rocket.
Cool rims on it.
Dope rims.
Dope color. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I marry you? You're
so embarrassing.
Because
he wants to get...
Put that.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's news story number one. Aaron Rodgers.
You can keep the music going, Mackenzie.
Oh.
So.
See. Oh.
So Aaron Rodgers donates $1 million to the wildfire relief. And then his brother Jordan fires back. So this is very interesting.
Jesus.
So you know that they don't
Jordan,
get along.
Jordan from Bachelor.
Jordan from The Bachelor. You know that they don't get along. So the brother socials out and he says, in capital letters, please donate, spread awareness, and send love. And then the rest of the tweet goes, but when your own mom is home alone during the fires, car packed, ready to evacuate, and you miss the fundamental first step of compassion, calling your parents to make sure they are safe, dot, 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 everything else just feels like an act.
Wow.
So he's at 6,000 plus retweets. Aaron Rodgers, of course, put out a tweet saying, you know, all the money goes to a great organization, blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers has not responded.
I don't think he'll ever respond to that. No, absolutely not.
I mean, I think he shouldn't, but you can see why he'd be tempted to, Maria.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
I will tell you, when in these situations, you know, in baseball, they say tie goes to the runner. Tie goes to the more famous person.
Would you elaborate?
I just think that there's more to this.
Yeah.
And generally, in my experience, the less famous ones are the ones who are bitter, entitled. And, you know, I remember, I'll go back to Carmen Electra 20 years ago when her mother was dying. She was just like, my family was looking at me like I was supposed to cure the cancer. I mean, well, she's like 22 years old. She's famous, but famous at MTV, which pays nothing. Mm-hmm. And then the whole family, who was all older and whatever, was just like, do something. She's like, I'm sitting by your side holding her hand. What, you know, why? So it's one of many examples. We know that, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I would give him the benefit of the doubt because it's family drama is very, very difficult.
But why do you go public
and
have to, you don't do that publicly because you really went out, you did not go out of your way to help your parents when you're Jordan. You went out of your way to hurt
Aaron.
And so that's why I flag it.
Well, maybe he was
just
aggravated with
I'm sure
him
he,
because
yeah, but,
he did that. Because
okay,
on The Bachelor, when we were introduced to his family, Jordan and his family, his whole entire family said none of them have a relationship with Aaron.
Yeah. But
yeah, no, I know that. And by the way, and because Aaron doesn't have a relationship with them, and we don't know why. We don't know what those parents have done to him.
Yeah.
True.
You know, Maria. Come
no,
on,
I know.
Right?
We've
been in
from,
this situation.
We speak from experience.
Right?
So for sure, you never know. And I mean, you know, I don't want to say certain celebrities have issues with their parents. And, you know, some of them wrote books about them and unauthorized. And like, you know, people do shitty things. It doesn't mean just because they're your blood that they get a pass. And so I've met Aaron and he seems like a
very
really
nice
kind
guy. Yes.
It doesn't seem... seem like we know the full story.
But why would you
go? You never know.
But why you go with the public tweeting? You're just trying to hurt him. You're not trying to help your parents.
Yeah.
You're just trying to hurt him.
Yeah.
And they're two separate things. So clearly that shows me who you are.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's... Anyway. And so, I don't know. When I see this, I just see a lot of families just expect the famous one or the wealthy one to do everything, take care of everyone. And it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... we've all been down this road where I've seen parents who really shouldn't be spoken to for whatever reason.
Yep.
and that's their business. So the fact that the brother went out of the way to do that, that's just not cool. Mm-hmm. And I just question his intention. It was just to hurt,
not cool.
So that's why I give Aaron the pass on this one.
All right.
Even if he's right, because, God.
Next story was going to be Thanksgiving Eve bar night, but we discussed that already.
Holla.
So we checked that off the list.
Way, I can't, if I could drink, I would go out right now, but I can't drink. So I'll be in the hospital.
To, sports bars right up the street.
I would need two espressos.
Do you know how many
people
are going
to be there? Actually, we should go to D&G's because I really want some pizza. I'm hungry.
All right.
And we could have a beer. You can't have it, but
no.
Mackenzie and I will have a beer.
Okay.
And it'll be our night out.
And it's only two beers, so you're not having sex with either of us.
But Mackenzie's not has to get up early tomorrow to take care of kids.
But,
taking care of kids her whole life.
But the pizza's important.
The pizza's important.
Yeah.
But by the way, Mackenzie, just so you know, if you get... This is where, again, I see you guys screw up all the time.
What?
You get... Well, nothing. If you get time with Maria Menounos, you go without the sleep.
Oh, yeah.
On a serious note. You know, I see so many times people are in proximity to important people. And, I have to go home and water the plants. Or, I'm sorry, my girlfriend needs me to go. Like, what, are you kidding me? You know, how many times I've been in a position where I've been with super important people and they're like, hey, I'm inviting you to go. This one guy, big executive, just invited me to go to London to watch the Red Sox next year. Apparently, they're playing in London. And I'm like, first reactions, London, Jesus Christ. I gotta, that's going to be so expensive, travel, time. But I'm like, I have to go. Figure it out.
Proximity is power. Remember that. Proximity is power.
Where did you learn that, Maria? Tony Robbins. I was telling that, by the way, bring it back to Sam Roberts, our network chief. But I was saying to Sam the same thing. A lot of times he's been trained by the old radio people to shy away from talent. Like he was in an elevator with J-Lo. J-Wow. And J-Wow knew who he was.
A big difference.
Big difference. Well, excuse me.
Story just went
not that big. Not that big. It's J-Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a huge, Jersey Shore mark. Those are my people.
I know, boo.
But I was teaching Sam, and when we were at a big Hollywood party for Maria's friend's birthday, Saturday night, same birthday as me. And there was a lot of stars here and a lot of people of power. And I said, I brought Sam around. I introduced him. I said, Sam's the host of the number two series show. And I was saying to him, this is how you get ahead. Rather than be a shut-in and shy away. So when you see a J-Wow, extend your hand, say, hey, you were on my show. Great. Come back anytime you want to promote, whatever. And I go, this is how you see Kimmel and Fallon, all these guys, that's how they are behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And now the new Howard Stern is like that. But because proximity equals power. And I always say, when you marry in life, you marry an equal or you marry up. But when you can be with someone more powerful, you're marrying up to their power. So then you're going to become greater. You're not going to lose in the equation, but people marry down. And even with the friends and the company they keep is with people who are lesser than them. And I don't mean lesser in terms of success. I mean lesser in terms of mentality.
Okay.
Short-sighted, toxic, or making poor decisions. And as I always say, Maria, the person on the bar stool next to you is only going to give you advice based on one thing, Maria. And what is that?
Keeping you on the bar stool next to them.
That's the only advice you're going to get from them. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Remember that, Mackenzie.
Wow. So when you're with a friend and it's... And by the way, going to the bar is just an analogy. It could be something else that has something to take your mind off your goals and your dreams that are not real problems. And just know that the advice... When you go to them for life advice... The advice is going to be based on one thing, keeping you on the bar stool right with them.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? I have a really great story I'm excited for.
All right, go, babe.
Sorry, I'm so excited about this because there's an added layer to it that I didn't know when I discovered the story. So, an anonymous man calling himself Santa picked up the tab for all the layaway items at a Walmart in Vermont.
Oh.
They don't know his name. They don't really know anything about him. Other than he's a Patriots fan, he's wearing a Patriots jacket. How cool
massive
is that?
By the way, is it not ironic, Maria, that even though this is a goy holiday, I just got massive Jew chills? I get the Jew chills when I get excited. But that's amazing. But this, what I say to you when you told me this, I was like, this is why I love the holidays. What's wrong with someone doing something good?
Yeah.
Because all we're doing is usually bad things in the name of religion, bad things in the name of politics. But what's wrong with that, Mackenzie? You tell me what's wrong with that.
Not.
I want to go do it somewhere.
He spent a lot of money. When we were at Target, I wanted to do it, but then I realized they don't do layaways there. Don't talk over me, Boo. That's not good broadcasting.
Listen to me. Boo. I didn't know you were thinking like that. Yeah. Well, why not? How do we know they don't do layaway?
No, they don't do layaway.
Did you ask?
I just know.
Well, he got to a... Was it a Walmart?
It was a Walmart.
So we'll go to a Walmart's.
Yeah.
When we go to Black Friday as Robin Hood's,
mm-hmm.
and we're done, you know, beating people up for our flat panels, / marking them, then we'll go and we'll pay the tab.
Yeah.
I love this.
We can do that.
Give away our flat screen.
But he's a good man because he did it anonymously. I don't know... As someone in your life, you know me, I'm going to have to get cameras down there on you.
He gets so obnoxious. We were volunteering at the Pierce College after the fires.
Yep.
And so I went up there to kind of discover what they really needed. And so, of course, I deploy Kevin. I go get all the dog kennels. They need dog kennels. Then he went to Petco, bought all these kennels. And
with his pickup truck loaded to the top, baby.
With everything.
No
blankets,
dog went
diapers,
out.
Diapers. Yeah. Our neighbors came through. I like texted everyone. I'm like, please, this is what we need. Blah,
I was
blah.
Everyone's Jew that night.
And
go ahead.
So the best was he shows up and the camera crews are there. And I know the reporter, and I was so nervous that he would notice me because I was too embarrassed. And the Red Cross people kept saying, oh my God, that's so-and-so. You should go say hello. And I'm like, no, it's okay. He's busy. This one's like, why aren't you letting him interview
you?
Let's
go.
I'm embarrassed.
Let's go.
I'm like, I'm not here for that. And I don't want to look like I'm here for that. I just wanted to help.
We're not here for that, but like, let's.
But they're here.
Why not?
For this.
What's going to move the needle?
Right.
Let's get some people
Moving
over
on
here.
To the next story.
No, I'm really into this. I think I'm going to go be the Jew Santa and pay off the tab for
Jew
some.
Santa.
I like that.
Just don't
scam.
Tell where, because then everybody's going to go start putting.
No, here's the thing. But if listen, we have nothing but copycat crimes. Why can't we have copycat good deeds?
Well, no. So that was the one thing I thought about. I said to myself, if we did it and we posted and we said, you know, # keep paying it forward. Like,
yes.
Let's take this guy's. But
so give him
because,
the credit.
Yeah,
give
because
credit.
He inspired me to want to do it. And then if I do it, then you see it and you're and like, I want to do it. But then it also is so hard for me because then I have to include myself
in it, and
I get embarrassed.
No, we'll do the Bruins jacket.
Oh, and the Celtics. I'll wear my Celtics. You wear Bruins.
And that's it.
Or do we keep it Patriots?
Oh, my God. That's so
cool.
What
I mean, right?
And the generosity
We're
continues
do this.
And it's all around
so
our
we
teams.
Have a lot, see, here's
we got
the
a lot of jobs
no,
to do.
On the Tomorrow Show, Maria, just so you know, we come up with the best ideas and then we never execute them.
No, I'd execute.
Okay, so it'll be different. So normally on our show, we talk about we're going to go on trips together. We talk about doing.
Yeah, because you've got a bunch of millennials who don't get shit done.
They don't, GSD. It's hard.
I will.
It's hard. Michael Claus, though, I'm telling you right now, he's okay.
He's so cute. I love you.
Michael does.
Hi, Mackenzie. I will. Like so, so positive and so in it. Okay, so my next story I found that I thought was really a fascinating conversation, which will be a quick one because I got to pee. What? There's a one-sided debate over whether you should wear sweatpants when working at home. So the Wall Street Journal published an op-ed recommending the type of clothing people should wear when they work from home.
Very strong opinions on this one.
And so do you guys feel that if you work from home, you should be allowed to wear your sweats? I believe sweats are going to encourage a more lethargic performance out of you.
Absolutely.
I think you need to be dressed and showered
and ready. Surprised we agree on this.
Yes.
I think...
and you know I like to be greasy when I'm not
I
working.
Hate the word allowed.
That's what he calls it, being greasy. Like this morning I woke up and I was like, I want to just go downstairs in my jammies and be like a little kid. And he's like, you want to be greasy.
Well, when we... Listen, when she was 19... She was more lame. She just likes to think that she... So, Mackenzie, so you know, like, she just wants to, like, tell the world that she was just, like...
What?
And she wasn't. And so she was... So it was like, Sadie, what? I'm like, lame what?
Honey, there was no opportunity to be lame. I had to be at work at 5 a.m.
Honey, come on now.
Bull.
Okay.
Bull.
Then why were you lame? There were times...
Because...
How many... Maria, you really... Your work ethic was what it was now when you met me. Stop
honey, my
it.
My work ethic was amazing.
It
was
what it was.
Your
endurance...
Sloppy.
No, your endurance level. You and Alyssa working on the film, it was like you guys at 1 o'clock would get lunch together when you first met me. And then I'm like, Maria, you have to understand, you're not willing to sleep with anyone to make it. You're not willing to cut anyone's throat.
I might start.
Maybe you should. But because you're not willing to do any of that, we have to work harder and play smarter. And I'm like, so guess what? Everyone in the world wants what you're going after. So guess what? Saturdays, nice hot shower, up at 'em. Boom.
So no sweatpants. Moving
no
on.
Sweatpants. Well, no, I think there's more to this. I think it sucks that the companies, should make it allowed or not allowed. If I'm running the company, I would strongly suggest it, but not for the sake of the company or for the individual. You don't feel good. They always tell you if you're unemployed. This is the mistake people make when they're unemployed, is they'll start making every day Saturday. Sleep late. Then it's like sweatpants as they're going through the want ads. No, you're supposed to get up every day, shave, shower, work out, put on, you know, nice clothes and go at it as if you're still in motion. So 100%. And we, listen, I have a bit of a dress code at work and they'll fight me on it. They start getting sloppy because I just introduced football shirts, but it's for our intern spirit squad, not for them. But they all like to wear it so they can be more sloppy. I'm like, guys, no, not for you. Fridays, you can wear that. During the week, I have a very expensive Adidas shirts for them that have AfterBuzz logos, but they're activewear. I got the idea from Verizon, by the way, because I've been at Verizon's in the activewear material. But it just puts your mindset, you know, into a better place and a more productive place, but it's better for them. Do you feel good when you haven't showered?
Oh, my God, no. You know how girls are not supposed to wash your hair, like, every day? I cannot do it. I know I really should, but, like, dry shampoo and me don't really mix that well. I wish I want it to, but it just...
Yeah, but the no-washing hair thing got a little crazy. You'd have to wash it every day. Every other day is fine. But anything more than that,
I know
it
girls
actually
who
damages
don't.
Your hair more because now you've got product on your hair. Then you're putting heat on it, and it's burning. The reason I got my hair healthy is because I stopped doing that.
Paula, and it starts to smell. I've seen certain girls, like, the hair starts to smell because they're not. So... Yeah, we notice with our dogs, your dogs generally don't like to be bathed, but afterwards they're in such a good mood because you've taken all the toxins off their body.
They get so happy and they run around. Remember, baby?
Baby goes crazy. Yeah, she goes.
And
she
would, Joey too.
And Benny too would go. He'd cry all during the bath, and then when he's done, felt like $1 million. So you know that's why a lot of people especially at the end of the year, and I'm sure we'll have a New Year show. But, man, this is all about cleaning up your life and getting organized, and you will feel better. And certainly you feel better when you're working at home, you take it seriously, and you get up and you dress properly. Yeah, it makes a big difference in your own personal productivity. Forget the companies, your own personal productivity.
Last but not least.
Go, Boo.
As I'm getting my hunger headache because I realize all I've eaten is popcorn since the little soup I had this morning.
Voila. What?
Okay, Creed 2.
Hey, you got another 10 pounds to lose. We're almost there.
Creed 2, set to make $45 million. The first Creed, actually, Thanksgiving Eve, pulled in about 1.5. This is blowing it away at 3.7 already.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing.
And the movie is amazing.
I'm so happy. I see this franchise going on. I actually see it now going on beyond Stallone.
What does that mean?
Meaning after he's gone, like someday.
Stallone's not going anywhere for a long time.
And I really think that this thing will go on. I'm saying.
Like he means that long.
You mean like Rocky where there were six of them?
Yeah. I think Creed and then who knows, whatever. I just think they've made a great world that just will continue telling stories in this space. It's just very cool. Very cool. And I'm really...
I don't want to think about those kind of thoughts.
I'm so happy. Nor do I. Because I... You know what? That's just me.
I love that family.
So do I. Well, listen... Why don't you take us out of orbit, Mackenzie? Do you have the music to take us out of orbit? Probably not. No. Okay. Next time.
Very new. But we'll add it in. So it's coming.
Well, I just have to say this was just a fantastic opportunity, and I'd like to thank you, Captain of the Tomorrow Show, for allowing me to be in your presence, allowing me to be on your show.
And Maria, how do we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, even though I don't really use it. You can find me at Maria Menounos. Hey, shout out, tomorrow, Thanksgiving, at noon, you can watch Winnie and I on the National Dog Show.
Oh, no, you did it!
Oh, yes, we did!
And I'm just going to one-up this girl over here, and I'm way more proud and thankful and happy to be on the show, because I think you're just such an inspiration, and I'm really happy. So, other than what she said, I'm way more happy.
We didn't go over what we were thankful for. Mackenzie, what are you thankful for?
No, I'm kidding. No, I am really thankful.
Your mom's still here?
My mom's still here. I'm so thankful that I met you guys all those years ago. Me and my mom always talk about how thankful we really are to you guys. And on a very serious note, you know, that you guys allowed us to have our wedding here in June. We're so beyond thankful for that. I mean, honestly, you guys are the best.
We have a lot of work to do, though.
We're so
excited.
With
that wedding. Honestly, we're not hard to please, so there's nothing, I keep telling your dad, he's like, we're going to do this. I'm like, guys, I would do it today, right now. I'm totally fine.
We get some just a few minor adjustments out there to the dance hall and we got the courtyard. We're going to make it special. We're really excited, and we love you. And you've been a blessing to us, including coming out this summer at a difficult time. Mm-hmm. Marie and I were really, outside forces were really unjustly coming at us. And you and Haley came out, and just at the right time, with just such positivity and
and support. Mackenzie. My mom, I was telling her, I'm like, Mom, isn't it great having Mackenzie come in and help you? She goes, oh, Maria, the whole house, it lights up when Mackenzie she comes.
And that's where you remind me of Maria. That's where you're very similar to Maria. And I saw it when I first met you and your mom. I'm like, oh, my God, this is Maria and her mom all over again.
Honey, what are you thankful for?
Oh, my God.
I'm
thankful for, of course, always thankful for you.
Thank you.
Got a little tearful at the lows today, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he did cry like a baby. And
we're looking at the trees, and I said, you know, Maria, we really made the best of differences. Whether we were in the basement, had nothing, or then when we were in this apartment, this very dangerous area, made a very cheap tree. And then when we upgraded to our little house in Van Nuys, which still was in a very unsafe area, but we made it beautiful, and we were very happy there. And the same tree that we bought for that house, we still have and put up every year. And, and Maria said, you know, it's funny, we didn't have anybody. And then we realized, no, we had the babies.
Yeah.
Baby, Benny, you know, Apollo, Athena, Noel were with us and made it amazing. And we just, you know, there were days, Christmas Day, we would go and see like 3 movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd make feasts at home and really enjoy it. And then as time went on, we started opening it up to just other orphans we felt bad for that had no one in L.A. would start coming over. And you look back now, and they were just amazing, wonderful memories. Mm-hmm. And our Thanksgivings were always amazing. And on a sad note, it's our first year without any of the baby, without the old team. Mm-hmm. Benny was the last to go a month ago. Last year, we had Baby and Benny. They were the first on the team. And now they're not here, but we start new memories. And now we're actually coming back east with the Greeks, and it's fun with Cousin Tula.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for, even though I was in the hospital a couple nights ago, I'm thankful for my health and my endurance.
That was yesterday, honey.
Yesterday, sorry. And my God, I have so many things to be thankful. Thankful for my staff. I have an unbelievable staff. And for the friends I have in my life, which I feel like I have far too many. I'm blessed in that way too. And
you're blessed with Maria, roll us out on some puthe music.
What are you thankful for?
Oh shit, I didn't say. Yes. I'm thankful for our recent wedding in Greece.
Oh, that was amazing.
We had such an amazing fairy tale experience, which we are going to hopefully be able to give to you as well, Mackenzie, mm-hmm. coming up this summer.
As long as Maria doesn't cheap out. What?
Thankful that we got to have that time in Italy on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful we got 18 years with Benjamin. And I'm thankful we made it back to be with him in his final hours. I'm thankful for the studio, my East Coast studio. This
work
is
in progress. Nobody get too comfortable with this. There's some work that has to be done here, and it will get done. But also,
and I'm thankful for
I'm
thankful for your partnership with Sam Roberts on the Not Sam Network and all of his fans that are jumping on board of this ship, because
it's been great.
I think it's a good ship to be on board with. And then, of course, like I told you coming here, I'm so thankful that this is our third Thanksgiving with my mom and.
Yeah.
She's doing great, and my parents were both at our wedding and, you know, healthy and there despite, you know, almost losing my dad a zillion times in this life with his diabetes. Mm-hmm. He was there too. And I mean, there's a zillion things to be thankful for. My Jeep.
Listen.
I love my Jeep.
In closing,
so nice.
I'm thankful for all the many, many scams that we have going.
Yeah.
And you know what the irony is, Mackenzie? And you probably don't know this. You probably never heard me say this.
Tell me.
And sometimes I call you Scam Kenzie, as you know. Because everything to me is a scam. Life, we don't know this yet, but life could be the greatest scam of all.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Matt Undergaro. Let us know your thoughts about this show. We apologize for the skeleton crew. We did our best. We'll be back next week. I'm sure Roxy will have many reports about how much she drank over Thanksgiving. We love you, and we bless you. We honor you. We receive you. And until we come back, please make it a better tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Be sure to subscribe to our Not Sam YouTube channel and hit us up on social media at The Tomorrow Show. I'm Sam Roberts, the last professional broadcaster, and this has been a presentation of the Not Sam Network.